Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Little promo here. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me? Okay. Let me get something here real quick. I think I will try this. It's been a while since I used this, so here we go. Oh, that's something good. All right. So welcome to the American Allegiance Show, the radio portion of this. Anyway, host Kevin White, SSID, can you hear me better? Nope, I don't know what's going on here. Microphone. Wait, can you hear me now? All right, yeah, you can try that. Okay, so here we go. Patriot Nation Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right. It is 347-637-3942 if you're going to call in. Call-in number. Kind of hard to manage that while I'm doing this and both at the same time, but I appreciate all the callers. We do have a lot of people that listen to this via the radio program all over the world, all the way over to the Philippines. My brother's over there. Netherlands, United States, Canada, all kinds of places, different places in Europe and South America. But the best of all, the United States of America. I love getting calls from places like Montana, Iowa, you know, the middle country where people are keeping it real. Or, you know, we should also pray for the people in, let's say, Palestine, Ohio. That's a big thing. We can talk about that later in the show. But a lot of bad things happening around here, everywhere. So welcome to the American Allegiance Show. Host Kevin White. And I have my guest tonight will be Mr. Oscar Captain Brian Stone. And amazing guest here. And I'm also working another issue here. So we're going to watch a video and just get the show started off. So we're going to share. I'm going to present something here for y'all. Video 5. Yes, this is it. Let's go. Let's do it. Presenting. Here we go. Okay. Oops. That's true. There we go. Sorry. Oops. Wrong. That's the wrong thing. We don't want that. That's the promo. Okay. The promo doesn't go there. So we are going to present. Something else. Something else. What is that something else? Let's do the screen. So let's go to the window. And here it is. Here we go. Here we go. Go. All right, that's the intro. All right, here we go. I'm going to add Mr. Grindstone on. That's stream. How are you doing, sir? Can you hear me okay? All right, great. So that video was showing what's going on with these UFOs. So that's just a little bit of what I want to talk about tonight. But, and my title is this about UFOs or is this a distraction for something else? So I don't know what's... what you're thinking, I'd like to know your thoughts. You got it. Right. You know, I don't even know if they are what they say they are. If you have the technology to travel through wherever space, but an A9 can hit your craft, there is something wrong with your technology. You know, we always dream how more advanced they are and how, you know, there's no way we can fight them. They have laser beams. Well, they didn't fight back. They, you know, they have to go from one ship to another, so that's why I'm thinking that this isn't what we think it is. This is not an invasion. I think they pulled this off for WW2, before WW2, with UFOs, the UFO phenomenon and Roswell and everything. So this could be that, but I'm not saying it is. But here's the deal. Here's the thing. They have stopped all of a sudden. There's things that are happening in the background, and one is the Epstein list. There's the Hunter Biden fiasco, right? And then you have all kinds of other things happening in the background with Congress and what's going on over in Ukraine, and probably giving money, probably did things that we don't know about during this time. Because everybody's looking at the skies, looking at the skies. And that's possibly a distraction, because no two pilots have the same description, right? And nobody has, and they changed their story of it. You know, it's octagon. It had strings, you know, hanging from it or something. It was attached to strings. It doesn't make any sense. It was cylindrical. It was this. It was that. Then we've got to talk about Palestine, Ohio. That is probably the biggest. Do you want to talk on that? About probably 3 hours. So we're not close, but we're close enough to worry, right? It's way up north. It's almost in Pennsylvania. So, and it's close. So I'm going to bring on one more guest, Mr. Gresham. So, Mr. Darren White, can you hear us? Oh, there you are. Oh, no, it's fine. Hey, no, I didn't have one last year, so I just bought a 2K. So we're talking about, since you live in Ohio, Darren is a friend of mine, and he works for the government, so, but he's a nice guy. So so Palestine, Ohio. What are your thoughts on that? Because is it going to affect us? Because we live in Ohio. Palestine, Ohio? Or Palestine, whatever they call it. Wow. Yeah. Yes, right. Okay, yeah, by the way, Oscar, Captain Grindstone, we are not related. He's not my brother or anything. You have the same last name, though. So. Okay. Well, hey, Darren, can you do you have a mic that you get closer to yourself? Or? Okay, there we go. Oscar Captain Grindstone, I love that name. What are your thoughts? Because here's what I'm thinking. You know, we're not that far away, because I guess the Ohio River is catching that, all that stuff. And what's going to happen is it's going to get into the water tables. That's the theory. I would not eat anything out of Lake Erie. What are your thoughts? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah, I guess, well, I guess that is possible, but I want to get to this point. A lot of people probably don't know this, but there's a movie called White Noise that was made in East Palestine in 2022, Netflix, with the same exact plot. Train derailment. Isn't that crazy? It didn't happen. Yes, right. Well, you could say that. You could go extreme on it and say, you know, this is what they practice. And when a train has, okay, like mechanical items, when they have warning things, you don't operate it past, you know, things like that. So it makes you wonder, because now we see a lot of rigs that are overturning and dumping out things at the same time. This is kind of weird. Just like all the animals. Yeah. Yeah. And this, what is this? This vinyl, whatever it's called. Yeah, this is, and get back to what you said earlier. It's okay. What you said earlier in the program, you made a statement that Governor DeWine, he declared it safe, the levels are safe. But meanwhile, people in town are saying their pets die. You know, animals are dying from this, and it's in the air. Right. Yeah, I think I would too. And, you know, a lot of people just can't move, but at the same time, if you want to live a quality of life, you've got to get out of there. You gotta do something. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. Wow. So Gary, you can join us anytime, but they say this is America's Chernobyl. This is that bad. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's to that level, but it is for that. Right. Yeah, I totally agree. I'm not sure it goes that far, but I can't see that. I don't really know enough about it and the chemicals and everything. Yes. It sounds good. So, yeah, it sounds good. I agree. You never know, because it's been happening with our crops. You know, we're going to be eating crickets if we let this go. Right. Yeah, that's So where are they now because of this these Palestine thing? Where are the activists and things like that? Why aren't they protesting? Well, first of all, we know why they're carrying this on the rails, because the pipelines have been stopped. And Biden said it was safer to carry by rail. Well, it's not safe anymore. Where's Pete Buttigieg? Where is he right now? Is he on maternity leave? He said it was all clear. Yeah. Right. I agree. Yeah. South Bend, Indiana. Yeah. That's like that part of the whole part of Indiana up there, the on that coast is pretty bad. Yeah, oh yeah, it's bad. Hammond, Indiana, Gary. East, I'll tell you what. East Chicago, I don't stop. I go through the lights. So I'll just say it's that bad. Yeah, I'll take the ticket over whatever else, because it's lawless. It's like chaos. I was shocked to see that. Yeah, right. Yeah. Then we got like places like Flint, Michigan. I think that's just the breakdown of government and processes. I think they did that to themselves. And then they yell, hey, nobody's helping us. Well, it's not like impossible rocket science to keep your water clean. That's. So I was, just to mention, I was up in Toledo not long after that, and they had problems with the water, but they shut everything down. We had to drive out of town and go to a restaurant. Everything was closed. And everything was bottled water. Your showers were bottled water. Everything. Yeah. So they had the same problem. Oh, that was 2015, I believe. The same time as the Flint is having their problems, but you know, if you've ever been to Flint, Michigan, and no offense to anybody, but I'm not really surprised. So you're only as good as your leadership and you know what your town does, and if they really care. These policies are a different thing. Yeah, right. Same here, yeah. Yes. Yeah, we have hard water in this part of the world. So let me ask you guys, let me change the subject real quick. What happened earlier this week, the Epstein list came out. A lot of people are freaking out and panicking, and they're denying what happened. So I know this is a moral issue to me, and it's also I think they should all be arrested or tried some kind of way. What's your thoughts? Well, based on, right, I know, yeah. I'm living a fantasy right now, okay? Let me live my fantasy. Yes, right. That is true. Let me answer that question, and I think it's working right now. Is they're tap dancing now, You know, they're trying to avoid. I mean, you read in the news, people are like, oh, no, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Well, your name was on the log. They're being humiliated. People are seeing what people really are like. Like, let's say, you know, all these actors, actresses, and people's heroes are caught up in this. So I think people won't tolerate what they did at the island, in my opinion. So, Oscar, tell me what your thoughts are. Oh, yeah. Are there Republicans on that list? Do you know? I have to pick up this again. Henry Kissinger's on the list. He's like 900 years old. How? Tell me. He's got stock in something. I don't know. Princes and kings and things. People, leaders of industry. And I think some of these like John Legend and his wife, it's just, they are, yes. Yes. Yes, oh yeah. Yeah, I've heard them too. Yeah, crazy ones. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's pretty profound there, I can tell. Yes. Balloons. Yeah. Syria. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I just let you guys know. I was where it went, the earthquake in Turkey. I've been there 6 times to that city, Adana area, that region. Yeah, and I'll tell you what's really going on is they don't finish the construction of their buildings. And I remember you always see like. Frames sticking out the top because if you don't have it finished, then you don't have to pay taxes. And a lot of those buildings were just thrown together. As you can see, like some buildings were like flat and the other ones are still up. So there's like no real code there. And that's just to say that that's a godless country. They don't serve the same God. You cannot talk about, you know, Christianity. They brief you on that before you get there. But I know a lot of people there. I've been there many times, and Very sad to hear that and see what's going on. So we got to pray for them and the people of East Palestine, whatever you call it. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yes. Okay, gotcha. That's where you. No, we were kind of restricted. We were restricted to Adana, which they have 12 million people there anyway, and they got big mosques. It's a lesser known city, but we were actually we got to go to Antioch, Antakya, the first church Peter was. And it's beautiful. You know, there's nothing in that region that's desert. You know, Paul did all his travels. There's no desert anywhere he went. There's like a little bit, you know, dry land, but there's no region there. But Antioch is a church. It's a cave in a mountain. And it's fascinating because it's just a big room. And then in the back corner is a hole where you couldn't fit in it. I couldn't fit in it. And so the boys at the stairs would say, the enemies are coming. They all go on the other side of the mountain. That's what they did. That's persecution, okay? In the front was a baptism pool, but none of us can fit in it. It was, you had to be like 4 foot tall. That's how small people were back then. But it was fascinating. We went there on Christmas Day, 1996. And it was people were taking, they were taking a bottled water, empty their bottles, and then taking the water. There's still water in the baptism pool. Yeah, so that was fascinating. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Ah. Yeah. So I got to, Darren, I got to ask you a question. Can you give us a little bit of the background on, let's say, the Epstein Island people and how they are they worshiping Moloch? Are they? Do I have it wrong? Yep. Well. So Oscar, let me ask you this. Do you know if there are kids on the island? Have you heard? Yes. Let's see. I'm looking up real quick. And as young as 11. No, there were during as young as 11, which maybe even lower than that. We don't know. But there, like the pizza parties you hear about and the conspiracy theory on Pizzagate and everything, they're talking about little girls, and they're the same people. And, you know, it's in our government. And it's the Hillary Clinton administration, you know, the Clinton administration, all those people at the top, people, Supreme Court, it's all the way up. It's all the way. Yeah. Yeah, that list, yep. That list is out there. Right. Yeah, because people lost their children. I mean, they kidnapped kids, young ladies. They're serving on the island. And it's just like like Darren was saying, and this is like Solomon. He got to that point where he lost track of reality and his moral. I mean, he was the wisest, but at the same time, yes. Then he dabbled in witchcraft. Yeah. Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, right. So even our pastors are doing that these days. Our leaders, religious leaders, are falling into that as well, unfortunately. It's amazing how they can live with that conscience, and they're telling everybody else to go one way, and they're going the other thing, and yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Caligula. Yeah, I think it's starting. I think the school boards are ruining this country, the schools, and what they allow, pornography. Yeah. Options. Yeah. Yeah, because they have options now. You want to be a boy? You're a girl. If you're a girl, you can be a boy. So what you're doing is you're giving them choices, and they don't know any better, right? And this is an abomination. Just like I heard today that the male swimmer, I can't remember his name, that is posing as a female. And now, recently, he was in a locker room with the rest of the females, and he was showing, he undressed. And so the girls went after. They said, no, you need to get him out of there. We know this is not a woman. It's obvious it's not a woman. And discrimination against females, really. It is winning all the events. This is like right is wrong is right. This is so messed up. We don't see that, but the kids of the future are going to think that's normal. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I spoke down in Naples, Florida in 2021, and they were showing us, dude, there's pornography showing you things kids shouldn't see in the textbooks at the school. And the parents didn't know this until COVID hit, and they saw what was going on. They saw the curriculum. They saw on the screen the stuff that the teachers told them to hide. This is everywhere. Seems to be everywhere. But you're really good. You're good places where the school board has, decent people on it. Come on now. Why would you even think that's a good thing? There is no freedom. You know what freedom is? Freedom is do whatever you want and abandon all your morals. That's what they call freedom. It's a slippery slope. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Nobody has any rights because you're infringing my rights. That's the world we live in today, and it's going to get worse. Same thing. I graduated college in 2017, and it was amazing how everybody labeled themselves and everybody had options, whether they wanted to be, I'm cisgender, or I like this, I like that. And this is how they introduce themselves. I'm depressed. It's like, what are you doing? Why would you do something like that? I asked, why are people labeling themselves? That's, you are what you talk about. You don't know what you're going to be when you get out of here, out of college. You don't know. Don't put a label. I mean, they're limiting themselves big time. And they're living that, whatever they say, they're living it. And then they have to kowtow to whatever the professor says. Hey, everybody leans left to get the grade, okay? And it's like they're held hostage. And me and another, there's two other veterans with me in one of my classes, and we fought back. We're like, no, that's not how it goes. We don't think that way. So you got to look at things. You got to be the hero. The people who are oldest in the class are the heroes. When I was at Ohio State back in the 90s, like the 80s and 90s, we had older people in the class who spoke their mind. So I became one of those people later on because I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, no, you don't have to take my attendance. It's none of your business if I show up at this class. Do you understand? You know, I'm paying for this. You're not. So I had attitude problem because, you know, it wasn't the same college I went to back in the 80s. They didn't care if you went to class or not. You know, just because my grade was lower, that's none of your business. I'm an adult here. I'm older than the professors for the most part. But, you know, this is what the kids are up against. There is a lot of pressure on them to lean liberal. And the kids from the rural kids would go that way. Most of them, the rural kids would never go that way. That's right. Very rarely. The kids from the city, more in the suburbs, are more likely to go that way. But the country kids, they were solid. As a matter of fact, you know, and you hired them, like my wife hired country kids for her department. And they're the hardest working and most responsible. The kids that I wanted, like when I was recruiting for my job at the Air Force, the country kids, they've already done the farm stuff, and they're geared to be mechanics, better than the kids in the city. So I have nothing but good things to say about that culture that is still intact, that's not really affected yet. I don't know, maybe in the future, but it's a different class of people with responsibility. And when you go to college, they take that, rip it away from you. It's so vicious. You would not believe. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Right.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mr. Grindstone. Oscar, Captain, I'm gonna have you on more. I'm gonna have you you'll be my sidekick, kick whatever you want to. Okay, yeah, good conversation. whenever you're available. But I think next week I'm gonna have Mr. Bill Brennan, the guy who cured himself ALS. So, and Darren, you can. You can be on that one too. No, it's a different. There's a different one every week, so I'll create that one if you like. So you know, I just invited him. He knows I was going to invite him this month, soon. So I'll see what he says. He's excited about it because I tell you what, he'd make a great book. He's talking about writing a book, and I would publish that book for him. So that'd be awesome. Yeah, company. Yeah, I would definitely do that. So I want to be mindful of your time. So if you guys want to go, you can. It's up to you. We have... Yes, fascinating, fascinating. I took notes. I got a book full of notes from that. Yes, yes. Yeah, and then just the ability to do that and to, I know so much about nutrition. So I think this will help out a lot of people. Again, and you're going to see the difference this time. He's taking supplements that make his voice normal again. So he says he's ready to come back on. So. ALS Kung Fu. You know how they call it Kung Fu when you don't understand it, you're trying to learn it. And for my 58 Mercedes, there's this in the articles they write, it says, you gotta learn timing Kung Fu, okay? Here's how it works. It's just every time you learn something it's Kung Fu. Because I could never do Kung Fu, but I can learn other things, so it's a little easier. So yeah, we'll try to have Bill Brennan on. And I think that'd be awesome. I think we're going to learn a lot more. So I appreciate you guys coming on. Thanks for being on the program tonight. Yes, sir. You can have your life back. Okay. All right, Darren, we're out. I'll see you tomorrow. Sure. Sure. Yeah. There's a green thing out there that does that, just that. So I'll have to let you know. Great. Thank you very much. Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you. You know, it was easier to talk to you this way than it was the other, but I'll talk to you tomorrow morning about it. So, all right. Thank you very much. You too. And that is the end of the show. Had two great guests tonight and happy to learn a lot. That's the whole thing you learn. So your dealt cards, right? And you figure out how things work. So I'm happy to learn from other people who know things I don't know, because I don't know everything. My wife will probably tell you that I think I know everything, but I don't. I know my limits. I know what I can do and I can't do. Anyway, it was great having my two guests on, and we talked about a lot of things, but East Palestine, pray for them, pray for the people in Turkey. Also, be careful. The Epstein list is out. You know, you're going to be found out. It's been brought to the light. I mean, what could I say? If you're on the island, you're in that flight manifest. On that rickety 727, I've looked at the maintenance records on that 727. I would never get on it. I'm just saying, I don't know. You have to have a strong need to do crazy things to get on that airplane versus all the issues, all the generator failures and this, that, and the other. It is an old 727 that they used for trips to the island. And poor Mr. Bill Gates, he regrets having 100 lunches with Mr. Epstein. So there's probably more than we think. There's a lot more people involved in this than we know. People of power. Will anything happen? We don't know. I have no clue. Yeah, but ultimately, we have to answer to the Creator. So. And that's it for the American Legion show. We are going off the air right now. And God bless America. Amen.